Strawny for breakfast. The Mid-North Coast, Triple M.
Well, hello, hello, and hello to you too listening there. That's you, me, and my mum that are listening this morning. G'day, how are we? Hope you had a good Wednesday. And look, and the weather, it's the same today. Partly cloudy with a high chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening, and 28 degrees. Well, what happened yesterday? The rainfall, 63 mil in Coffs, 11 in Kempsey, 3 in Port Macquarie, and an absolute duck egg in Taree. There you go. Major news stories of the day today. Well, the accidental COVID-19 vaccine overdose given to two elderly Aussies is not the first mishap to hit vaccination trials around the world. Just on that, Queensland, New South Wales and Victoria have imposed new restrictions on Auckland arrivals after a New Zealand outbreak. And Brittany Higgins has made a formal statement to police about the alleged rape at Parliament House. In sport, Ash Barty's gone out of the Adelaide Classic. And in cricket, from midday today, Australia take on New Zealand at the Otago Oval in Dunedin. Locally, The Guardian is reporting today local police have seized weapons and quantities of illicit drugs in Maxville yesterday. Officers from Maxville, Nambucca, Kempsey and Port combined to carry out search warrants on three separate homes in the town. You'll hear more about that today. And the coronial findings in the disappearance of William Tyrrell have been delayed after lawyers were granted two more months to file submissions. Locally in sport today in golf, it's Millionaires Day in Kempsey on the Nambucca. It's Dolphin Day, the Medley Singles Stableford, while in Port it's the Summer Medal Stroke event, weather permitting. Coming up on the show today, yes, Tradie Thursday today. Thanks to Sean and the great team at Fastplast. We're going to be out today at Coastal Quarry Products at Herons Creek. I'll be catching up with Libby and showering them with great gifts for Smoker, and they get to play their favourite rock song as Triple M rocks the Tradies. Also coming up, we're going to talk about the blood donor centres needing a hand today. Triple M wants to help. We need 2,500 new blood donors across Australia. We want you to, if you can, to register and give blood today. In what's trending? Beach volleyball wearing long pants? Hello? No, it's not going to happen. Also, you can win $1,000 on the birthday wheel. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of George Harrison, Renoir, the famous painter, and Amanda Keller. 133353, the number. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid North Coast.
You know what they did and you're not reporting it.
Oh, Strawny.
That's a criminal offence.
The Mid-North Coast Today. What's on for Bingley?
Today is gonna be a good day.
The need for new blood never stops. Today, Triple M wants you to be one of the 2,500 new blood donors needed across Australia. Give back before you go out. Give blood today. In Australia, we need a new blood donor every 5 minutes. If you've ever thought about giving blood, now is a great time to roll up your sleeves. Search Give Blood to register and book your appointment. In golf today, it's Millionaires Day in Kempsey. At Nambucca Island, it's the Dolphin Day Medley Singles Stableford, while in Port Macquarie, it's the Summer Medal Stroke event. That new COVID testing clinic is open on 89 Lake Road, Port Macquarie, 8 till 4, no appointments necessary. And young girls and women across the Macleay are being encouraged to enter this year's Kempsey Showgirl competition, March 13 and 14 at the RSL clubs. Entry forms are available at the Kempsey Show website. And the Breast Green New South Wales mobile screening bus is still at the Tuncurry Bowling Club in Wharf Street. 13, 20, 50 to book, girls. And the Koala Hospital is still open and doing free tours, but you must book online. Bing Lee have been bringing you the best brands and best advice since 1957. Head to binglee.com.au to grab a deal today at Bing Lee, Australian family owned for over 60 years. Triple M. Tradie Thursday for Fastpass coming up out of 8:30 today. Really looking forward to it. We're going to be talking with Coastal Quarry Products at Herons Creek. I'll be speaking with Libby as we shower them with Smoko, and they get to play their favourite rock song. It is Shimmer There from a Fuel. It is 7 to 6. We had the outstanding, wonderful Judy yesterday to announce the winner of the Mid-North Coast Friendliest Street in Stotto. We had so many nominations for Birchwood Court in Port Macquarie. We're going to be there tomorrow, and say it was just... they absolutely slayed everybody as far as the public's response to where was the friendliest street. And we end up catching up with Danielle to tell her the very good news that, yes, Birchwood Court, the street in which she lived, she was one of many nominees to nominate Birchwood Court, was the winner. And someone there tomorrow is going to win $2,021 in Stotto Street Lotto.
It's a beautiful street. It's a bunch of really, really good humans, and we've talked a number of times of changing it to Happiness Street. The kids are living their best life. That we all spend a lot of time at each other's house. Everybody's really friendly, really nice. We have a really great time.
Strawny
for breakfast. Triple M.
Yes.
Triple M's fishing best bet.
Yeah, I'm going fishing in the morning. I'm going fishing all day. I'm going fishing, time to quit wishing. I'm going fishing today.
Yeah, here he is, the Wormer, hiding in his shed. I'm going to try and throw a bit of burley out there, see if I can coax him out of his shed. Hello, Wormer.
Good morning, Strawny.
You reckon?
Oh, mate, I stepped out the front this morning and got smacked in the mouth by a tree.
Oh,
it's blowing that hard.
Unbelievable. Now, the nor'easter is blowing already where you are. And, of course, how long ago was it you had that big tree go down the front of your place? What, you had to get the SES out to cut it up for you?
About 12 months ago, I went very close to being squashed.
Yeah, unbelievable. That's what happens when the limbs get full of water, Wormer, or if it gets really waterlogged, the trees go over. And sometimes the council puts an amnesty on people, you know, knocking over trees in their yard. Everyone waits for it each year, don't they?
Well, I trimmed this one last week.
Did you? Well, that's good. I hope you did it with
the tips off the big limbs. Yeah, otherwise it could have been down today with this wind.
That's for sure. Well, what do you reckon today? We just give it a miss today for safety, or do we try and sneak out somewhere?
I reckon we might hide in the shed, do a bit of cleaning up the shed, tidy it up, maybe watch an old movie. One of them old Trinity movies.
Oh, yeah. Weren't they good? Terence Hill and Bud Spencer.
And they're just a good laugh.
They certainly are. My favourite scene ever, because you're watching it, you know, as a youngster. Do you remember when the bloke used to, they put it in fast motion. The bloke used to get his gun out, twiddle it round once, put it back and slap the bloke in the face. Remember that scene?
Yeah, did you see that? Do it again?
Yeah, and he had those piercing blue eyes, didn't he? And it was overdubbed because they were spaghetti westerns. They're all done in Italian, but anyway,
I want to know where they found all that country in Italy.
Yeah. Oh, no, they didn't. They used to film those in Spain. They used to go there to film them, I think. That's where, A Few Dollars More and all those films were done, the original Clint Eastwood films.
Yep, and Lee Van Cleef.
Yeah, The Good, the Bad, the Ugly. Actually, I was in Spain a few years ago, and they've kept the sets as they were, and it's called Mini Hollywood, and they put on a really cheesy show there, and it's a really fun day out. It's in the south of Spain in a place called Almería. It is fantastic, and they play the music, and the bloke comes down the street. They have a shootout, and they end up hanging a bloke, and right at the end, just when the life's going out of him, he turns around and sticks up his middle finger to the crowd, brings them to their feet. Yeah, the Trinity movies, absolutely fantastic, and that is a very good suggestion. All right, now also, you got some homework. Tomorrow, we're going to be live doing Stotto in the fantastic Birchwood Court in Port Macquarie. It was voted by the Triple M listeners as the friendliest street. They want it renamed Happiness Street, the residents there. And we'll be playing Stotto there just before 8, I think, because that's when they all go to work. So we can't do the draw with no one there. I think it's a pupil-free day. We'll have plenty of kids there tomorrow. But hopefully the Wormer will be joining me tomorrow to do a live from Birchwood Courty's fishing report. But not only that, the TAB best bet, he's on the bluey curse. We cannot get a winner to save ourselves, but hopefully we'll get one tomorrow. And also the bottle of best bet. Good on you, Wormer. We'll talk tomorrow. And your tip for the day is to tidy up the shed.
Tidy the shed up, mate. That's the way to go. Looking forward to tomorrow.
All right, Wormer, we'll talk to you tomorrow from Birchwood Court. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Ronnie.
And, of course, the fishing best bet comes your way thanks to Hastings Marine with Sea-Doo jet skis back in stock right now. Check them out at Hastings Marine. Triple M, Plague Rock's greatest hits, and giving you the traffic update with Marina. not far away here on the M's. It's still very grey out there. Please keep your lights on if you are driving. The great Backman Turner Overdrive, you ain't seen it in nothing yet. And I haven't seen anything like that sunrise this morning that John has just sent me. Thank you, John. He's in the Oxley Beach area of Port Macquarie, and it is a beautiful photo. We'll whack that up on the Triple M Instagram site. We love getting your photographs of our beautiful Mid-North Coast. While the news is on at 7, I'll get that on the Triple M Instagram site. It is a beauty. Thank you, John. We love getting your photos of our beautiful Mid-North Coast.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Well, they're going to be busy today. The Powerball tonight is $8 million. Good luck if you got a ticket in that one. Front pages of the papers. In the Herald, it says, ancient sites put at risk by new laws. Necessary protections for Indigenous heritage sites have been excluded from the Morrison government's proposed environmental reforms. Promoting warnings from First Nations leaders, it risks another devastating incident such as the Rio Tinto destruction of the Juukan Gorge. In the Telegraph, the front page is Bronte's rape hell. 2 years after her ordeal, this former elite schoolgirl has found her voice. Also, ALP's problem with women, Emma Hassar blasts the party, and is Tiger out of the woods? Golfer battered but awake on the front page of the telly. To the Australian, their lead story, state sees on doctor's dose bungle. Scott Morrison faces a blow to public confidence after a doctor injected two aged care residents with four times the recommended dose of the Pfizer jab without completing his mandatory training. And those are the main news stories in the Nationals today, thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies. It's 8 to 7.
Strawny for breakfast. The Mid-North Coast, Triple M. Strawny Leaks. Thanks to Southwest Rocks Country Club and Social Alley. Open 7 days a week. Come and play.
Sacha Baron Cohen has claimed he can't return to the role of Borat as he fears for his life after nearly being shot at a pro-Trump gun rally in the film's sequel.
In your rear hole.
Marisha Hargitay says meeting longtime co-star and friend Krista Maloney was life-changing. The Law & Order SUV actors spoke about their deep bond ahead of the premiere of the crime procedural's new spin-off, Law & Order Organised Crime. And Married at First Sight bride Alana Lister spoke about the difficulties of, you'll love this, of finding love as a genetically blessed educator. But not everyone was impressed after the busty bride described herself as a hot teacher during her induction on the show. Twitter is not impressed with this woman.
That's what's so scary about it, because everything is weighing on this. It would be heartbreaking if it wasn't serious for him.
The family-friendly Hyundai Santa Fe now has a 2.5-tonne towing capacity.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
Hey there, I'm Alyssa Fadjaloon with your local briefing. Emergency services are having difficulty accessing the site of a train derailment near Narneglen this morning, though it's believed both train drivers involved are okay. The location of the crash site and flooding in the Arara River are challenging crews who are still trying to piece together what's happened. One train has come off the tracks and it's carrying dangerous goods. Gavin Muller from Fire and Rescue New South Wales says they're not sure yet how many carriages have gone over.
We're also going to use some of our specialised drone capability that we have within Fire and Rescue to assess this scene. It will be a protracted and ongoing incident with reports that numerous rail cars are derailed and stacked up.
NRL player Jamil Hopoate is waiting to learn his fate for assaulting his partner in Port Macquarie. The 26-year-old pleaded guilty this week to 7 charges following an argument in the car park of Club Panthers on December 28. Port Macquarie court heard the ex-Bronco hit his partner to the ground before driving off after being thrown out of the club. Hopoate will be sentenced in April. And state emergency service crews around Coffs have had a busy night responding to numerous urgent calls for assistance from people with floodwaters rising around them. Martin Wells says they've had to call in extra resources to help with some of the rescues this morning.
Crews trying to access several families which are stuck on the roofs of their houses in the Quirindi area. We've got several cars washed off the road with people still inside.
Taking a look at sport, some of our local football stars are a step closer to being selected for the Junior and Young Matildas. Football Mid-North Coast products Mia Bales and Hannah Jones are two of 29 players that have got the nod for the under-20s Elite Games side. And to the locals guide now, those of us wanting to look around Coffs Harbour's planned cultural and civic space can now do so. BNV Architects have created a virtual tour, which is available at the council's website. Good morning, I'm Erin Roan with your national news briefing. Huge news out of Queensland today with the International Olympic Committee confirming Brisbane as the preferred host for the 2032 Summer Games. IOC President Thomas Bach revealing the decision earlier this morning.
The executive board has unanimously, after a very intensive discussion, approved this recommendation. The commission, based on this decision, will now start more detailed discussions with the Brisbane 2032 Committee and the Australian Olympic Committee.
As for a final decision on the bid, it's likely we won't have official confirmation until at least next year. A huge 180 for Facebook today. It's pledged to invest $1 billion into news over the next 3 years. It follows that standoff with Canberra over the media bargaining code, which saw Aussie users blocked from using or sharing news content. The legislation has passed the Senate overnight and now makes its way back to the House of Reps with several amendments. And there's plenty of questions about whether Tiger Woods will play professional golf again after that horror car crash in LA. He's undergone lengthy surgery on his right leg with rods and screws inserted to stabilise a nasty break. The US Masters is just 2 months away. Fellow American Justin Thomas says golf is the last thing he's worried about, though.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sick to my stomach. You know, it hurts to see one of your, I mean, now my closest friends. Just worried for his kids, you know. I'm sure they're struggling.
Open your ears to a new world of radio, podcast, music and news. Catch the Marty Sheargold Show and much more live or on demand on Listener.
In sport and Manly skipper Dally Cherry-Evans says Tom Trbojevic's injury won't be used as an excuse if they start the season poorly. The superstar fullback will miss the first month of the season with a hamstring tear. He insists it was caused by a bathroom accident. Cherry-Evans telling Nine it affected them last year when Tommy Turbo missed a chunk of the season.
Maybe that we use that as a bit of an excuse to fall into a heap. I don't think we can use it as an excuse whether he plays or not. I do think we're a better side with him in our team, obviously.
Triple M's Beach and Surf Report, powered by Kempsey Camping World, Kempsey Firearms and The Complete Angler, all under one roof, 44 Smith Street, Kempsey.
Swell size has increased too. We've got about 4, maybe 5 foot of east nor'east swell on most of those beaches. Looks nice and powerful this morning, so for the more experienced surfers only. As I said, those pricked in all the corners will have the best waves, and with the high tide around 8 o'clock, water temperature still hovering around a beautiful 24, 25, even 26 degrees in some parts of Holiday Coast. Make the most of what you've got. Catch you in the surf.
Triple M playing rock's greatest hits and giving you Marina and a traffic update in just a tick. It is the great Meatloaf there from Bat Outta Hell, and you took the words right out of my mouth. Talking about what's happening with the weather, can you believe it? There is a severe weather warning out for today for storms and also for heavy rainfall. And what do you think about that when you hear more around the Whoopee area, around Woolleye? You think of Al from Mulloway. He must have the tarp off the boat. I've got him on the line. Al, would you stay away from your boat?
Yeah, I'm nowhere near it at the moment, Mark.
Listen, what happened to your first fishing comp this year? What happened? Tell everybody.
Well, you know, we listened to your forecast and you gave us the wrong forecast and we got blown out.
Yeah, but it's only because you are going fishing. Now, how many mils of rain at Coffs Harbour at the airport? They got 60. How much did you get at Nana Glen at the prison farm, which is Al's sawmill? What did you get there?
Well, 300 mil last night.
Get the tarp back on the boat, Al, please.
What's trending on Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe? Stocking a huge range of designer pots and brand new water features in stock now.
Here's a headline. Officials back down in awkward backflip after beach volleyball trouser boycott. What am I talking about? Well, bikinis have won the day after officials were forced into an embarrassing retreat over plans to introduce, wait for it, sand trousers for the controversial Qatara Beach Volleyball Cup event in Qatar in the Middle East. Players will now be able to wear bikinis for next month's double-gender four-star World Tour event in Doha after two Germans and their coach vowed to boycott the event amid a row over strict dress regulations. Now, it was first communicated to players that female athletes would be asked to wear shirts and long pants out of respect for the culture and traditions of the host country. Discriminatory labour practices and alleged human rights abuses in Qatar have been the subject of intense scrutiny ahead of next year's World Football Cup. Anyway, the Middle East is now going to get an eyeful of the bikinis and the beach volleyball. Who says hear, hear to that? Yeah! Triple M playing rock's greatest hits and giving you what's on the Mid-North Coast today. Thanks to Bing Lee Soon. It is the Foo Fighters from the brand new album, Medicine at Midnight, Awaiting on a War. It is 17 to 8. The sun is shining, but don't get too confident, folks. Partly cloudy, high chance of showers and storms. Actually, the Bureau's issued a warning for heavy rainfall and storms. And temperatures a bit warmer today, 27 to about 28 degrees. And, of course, coming up in the local news briefing with Alyssa at 8 o'clock, more on the big train derailment in Coffs today. And guess what? It had dangerous goods on board. Wow, we've got a landslip as usual at Waterfall Way. And Al from Mulloway reporting at Nana Glenity's, we call it the prison farm. That's what he calls it. His sawmill there. They got 300 mil last night. Can you believe it? Wow. Also, local police doing great work, seizing weapons and quantities of illicit drugs in Maxville yesterday. And this is a great operation and a great work by the police in Maxville, Nambucca, Kempsey and Port, all combining to carry out search warrants yesterday. It's an amazing story. You'll hear more about that in the local news briefing with Alyssa and with Cherie later on in the morning. Now, in golf. Now, Ray's in, he's been in the fetal position the last couple of weeks because he hasn't been able to play golf in Kempsey on Thursday because it's been wet. Hopefully, they'll allow it carts on today. Ray, are you a chance? We'll wait and see. We'll wait and see. Tomorrow, School of Rock looks at the 90s. And, of course, Dave Grohl of the Fooey's, one of the huge identities in the 90s with Nirvana. And, of course, into the 2000s. I was speaking to a guy at the Bottle-O the other day. Oh, no, it was at Mitre 10 where we were a couple of weeks ago for their official grand opening. He was at, I think it was 2001. He was at the Big Day Out. And Nirvana played at 4 in the afternoon with not many people there. Wow, that would have been fantastic. We're going to relive the 90s for midday tomorrow in the School of Rock right here on the Ems. We'll check the Mid-North Coast today next. Triple M playing rock's greatest hits. You got Strotty for brekkie. Thanks to your locally owned club, the Port City Bolo, where it's proper roast night tonight in the Drift Bar Cafe and Restaurant with proper gravy as well. Shut up and take my money. It's 11 past 8.
Triple M birthday wheel. For 40 Winks, Port Macquarie.
So come and see the team at Port Home Zone. 40 Winks. Serious about sleep.
Yeah, let's go to Kendall and see if Nicole's got the lucky feeling. Has she got the hot hand to spin the wheel? G'day, Nicole. How you going?
I'm good. How are you today?
Oh, pretty good. Yeah, how you going with the rain at your joint? Have you got plenty this week?
Had enough.
Yeah, well, there's more coming, I think. But anyway, we'll wait and see. We'll enjoy the sunshine while we can, Nicole. Now, what number are we looking for you on the wheel?
19.
All right, Nicole, here we go for 19. $1,000 going to Nicole. That would be fantastic today. Come on, number 19. Tomorrow we're going to have one of the kids in Birchwood Court spinning the wheel for you. And they'll probably do a better job than me. It lands on number 4, Nicole.
Okay.
Can't give you the cash, but Nicole, the end of the month is, of course, Sunday. And Monday we do the next draw. Thanks to Bennett Steele celebrating their 30th birthday this year of another Easy Burn fire pit. I've got your details. You're in the running to win that on Monday morning, Nicole. So good luck with that. They're fantastic. They light up the whole yard and just are a great conversation piece. They look great. In the running to win that. Thanks, Nick.
No worries. Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
Okie dokie. Other birthdays today, I can tell you. Did you know my favourite Beatle was born on this day, George Harrison, Renoir the artist, and Amanda Keller. She's really lovely. Amanda Keller, born on this day, February 25.
Strawny for breakfast.
The Mid-North Coast, Triple M.
Triple M. Triple M, Flag Rock's greatest hits, and giving you Marina and a Mid-North Coast traffic update in a couple of minutes. That is U2's Angel of Harmon from Rattle and Hum. The Mid-North Coast today and Tradie Thursday coming up in the next half hour before Ray takes over on 131873. Hey, a mate of mine just tipped me into the fact we forgot a very famous birthday today. He's one of the leading Mid-North Coast elders of the Indigenous community, and he's a lovely bloke. And I wonder what he's doing today. Uncle Bill O'Brien, I'm hearing, is 70 today. Uncle Bill, I hope you have a great day, mate. When I first came here in the 80s, Uncle Bill used to always be bodyboarding at Flynn's. That's where I first met him. Anyway, Billy, I hope you have a great day today, mate, and thank you for all you do for the community in general as well. Uncle Bill, turning 70 today. Dig him in the ribs if you see him today. News coming up, the latest on what's happening with the vaccine and Queensland, New South Wales and Victoria imposing restrictions on Auckland. It's an amazing story. And along with the cricket, Australia from midday today take on New Zealand. It's funny that the restrictions come in for Auckland in Dunedin today. Oh, Kiwi. Is that the House of Pain? Oh, that's down to rugby place, isn't it?
Triple M's Tradie Thursday. Powered by Fast Plus Building Supplies. The best mate a tradie can have.
Yes, and today we're in that beautiful area of Herons Creek, catching up with Coastal Quarry Products. And we're catching up with Libby this morning. And Libby, good morning. You got the big black clouds over you, or is it absolute beautiful sunshine at the moment?
Yes, a little cloudy, but yes, I'm shining out here.
Ah, that's good. Each week, we love catching up with our great businesses around the Mid-North Coast and hearing their story. Tell us about what you actually do at Coastal Quarry Products and how long the business has been going.
Yeah, so the business out here has been in operation since 1996, and we produce drainage aggregate, decorative stone, and road bases for all areas.
Wow. Hey, with the highway going through, I bet it's been good.
Yeah, business has been quite busy at the moment.
Good stuff. How many people you got working there, Libby?
At the moment, there's six of us.
Okay, right. Excellent stuff. And you got trucks and all that type of stuff to get it out, or do people come and get it themselves?
Yeah, we can do. We deliver all over the Big North Coast and also have a lot of local landscapes and also landscape yards from Sydney, Newcastle come up and pick up as well.
Oh, fantastic. I suppose, like everybody, if we go back to March last year, did you fear for the business when the COVID thing happened?
Yeah, at the start we did, but then everyone was staying home and decided to fix up their garden, so we were flat out during quarantine.
Yeah, and look, we were all really just sort of just hanging on by our fingernails when those announcements came through. And gee, I remember the day that Mr. Producer, he gave me a letter to say that I'm going to and from work if I got pulled up by the police, you know, and I'm thinking, hey, this is really, really serious. I think we're all in the same boat. But, yeah, fantastic. What do you love about the job and what's your most popular product that you do sell, Lib, particularly for people that are going to do the gardens up?
Yeah, so we do a decorative scoria that a lot of people use for in and around their gardens. It's quite popular. We do a lot of drainage aggregate for the plumbers and things like that. What I love is the area that we work in, it's in the middle of the state forest, really. So it's peaceful, it's quiet, and it's really, really nice out here. So,
Libby, listen, it's not going to be quiet if you're dealing with plumbers. I know plenty of them. They're rowdy so-and-sos. Now, listen, out of the six staff you got there, who is going to destroy those muffins? And yeah, Ashley had them all in the fridge, wrapped up in the plastic. I couldn't get to any of them. You get smoko. Thanks to our good friends at the Juice Box, those beautiful muffins from Sovereign Place and the oak-flavoured milk. Who's going to be first to destroy those?
I'm not sure I could even pick which one would be first. It'd almost be a photo finish between the guys here.
Well, anyway, you get that for being part of Tradie Thursday. We do it thanks to FastPlast. And, you know, also you go on the draw at the end of the month, which will be next week. We'll do the draw for the Makita radio, which you can have on your job site to maybe drown the plumbers out telling bad dad jokes, you know, while you're on the job there. You're in the running to win that. You also get to play your favourite rock song, Lib, for your crew. What would you like to hear today?
Yeah, I want Garth Brooks, Friends in Low Places. Thanks, Johnny.
Oh, it is an absolute anthem, isn't it? Absolute anthem. All right, Libby, thanks for being part of Tradie Thursday. Coastal Quarry Products at Herons Creek, been around since the mid-90s. lovely to hear your story. You have a great day, and here comes your song. Good on you, Libby.
Thanks, Ronnie.
Triple M's Tradie Thursday, powered by Fast Plast Building Supplies. The best mate a tradie can have. Triple M.
Triple M, Flag Rock's greatest hits, the great David Bowie from Diamond Dogs and Rebel Rebel. That's just about it for us on the show for today. And look, we joke a lot about Al from Mulloway. Like, as soon as he, like, puts a fishing comp on for the Woolcooga fishers, the swell goes to 5 metres, the winds go to 40 knots. He's unbelievable. Now, look, what happened last night? Apparently, he took the tarp off the boat. How many mils of rain at Coffs Harbour at the airport? They got 60. How much did you get at Nana Glen at the prison farm, which is Al's sawmill? What did you get there?
Well, it was 300 mil last night.
Get the tarp back on the boat, Al, please. Now, I couldn't make that up. He gets the tarp off the boat and they get 300 mil. Hey, tomorrow we're going to be doing Stotto, Street Lotto at Birchwood Court. Wow, we are so much looking forward to this tomorrow. Guess weather person, World Egg Throwing Championships and all the regular stuff. Hey, if you missed any part of the show today, remember go to the Triple M website, go to my page and press catch up right after 9. Have a great day.
Making the best of each day.